When?
With the government's debt equal to about 150% of its gross domestic output, Greece could have serious problems making payments on its loans next month. But European Union officials at a meeting in Poland said whether Greece receives a second portion of a $152 billion bailout package depends on its commitment to keep spending in check. EU Economic Affairs Commissioner Olli Rehn.
Technically, we have all the chances of taking the decisions in the first part of October so as to disburse before the mid-October for Greece. But really, on the condition that Greece meets all the fiscal and other conditions, and now the ball is in the Greek court.
Worries that Greece might default on its loan payments have driven much of the recent turbulence in financial markets. But coordinated action Friday by European central banks to keep money flowing to the banking sector helped ease some of those concerns. That and a new commitment from Europe's largest economy to secure the future of the euro at all costs. German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Die gute Konjunktur bei uns zu Hause ist nicht nur gut für uns.
Everything which needs to be done to keep the euro stable needs to be done. Everything that goes against this aim must be avoided.
Wachstumsmotor in Europa.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner attended the meeting in Poland. He urged European leaders to act quickly and warned that political wrangling over the debt crisis could make matters worse. Bank analyst Mark Matthews says increasing pressure from the United States reflects the growing threat from a larger European crisis.
The implicit threat, I think, from the U.S. And from the IMF is that if you guys don't sort your act out, you're taking down the whole world by not doing so, and they're basically kind of threatening not to fund the bailout package.
Despite the lack of fresh action by European ministers, broader market shares in Asia and the U.S. rose on hopes that policymakers will be able to reach agreement on a bold plan to deal with the region's debt problems before it's too late. Millar Sega, VOA News.